Hello,
Hey guys. So, welcome to my podcast of Find Your Voice with Alessandra. And I have two special guests today. Jess Lynn, the amazing Jess Lynn, and the amazing Anthony Johnson. And these,
amazing.
yes, you guys are amazing.
Thank
And
you.
you're welcome. Thank you so much for being here, both of you. Both of these awesome people have taken part of my voice master class, and I wanted to invite them into sharing about their experience and about who they are and how, all the good stuff, all the amazing stuff about Anthony and Jess. I want to hear about it. So, Anthony, I think you took the class twice, right? Or I think
I think
kind of.
so. Yes, I did.
Kind of. Yes. So tell me, what were some of the surprises of the class, or what surprised you about yourself, what you noticed?
What did I notice? I think I went into it thinking, okay, this is a singing thing. I'm going to learn how to sing. And coming out of it, I felt more like I learned how to use my voice. So
Okay.
I trained and I learned how to use my voice to speak more clearly, to speak loudly, and not use my throat, I guess. I think I originally started using my throat to speak louder, and I learned to breathe different, use my diaphragm, and kind of like get the words out of my body and out to the world versus trying really hard to force the words out. So like breathing, voice, and then I think having my voice be using my voice differently throughout, depending on what I'm doing, like in meetings or and when I do a podcast, speaking differently based on knowing how to use my voice and how to breathe differently.
Nice. That's huge. That's
Yeah,
huge.
like a big takeaway, like not really going into it expecting something like that to change.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm really honored and I'm really grateful for your share, for sharing that, because that's something that I've noticed with my own process of being a singer, is how it, the exercises of singing really help you in all different areas of your life. So that's awesome. I'm really thrilled to hear that. Jess, I'm gonna just go back and forth with you guys, if and if you feel free also to just jump in as well. So.
So going in, I expected to learn more about singing and using my voice better as a coach, a guide, healer. I'm out in the world on social media. But what happened was basically a total transformation of my self-image, the way I saw myself, the way I felt about myself, the way
Wow.
I expressed, noticing what was showing up in my body when I spoke, noticing where I would like crouch in and restrict. And I used to clear my throat a lot. And I learned to consciously breathe, consciously express, articulate, and project my voice with confidence and power. I was a kid that hid myself. I would hide my voice, I would whisper. And you brought me through this journey of like total transformation. And I use it, like I use my voice with confidence and in a powerful, bold way without sounding mean. I was a metal singer, and now I can speak in a soft yet confident way. And I still use your exercises, the keys, this like other thing. I can't remember what it was called, but I'm doing it every day when I'm driving. It's like, Alessandra, And it's like cue the energy and then remembering, and also the connections, the happy chemical exchange. You know, mm-hmm. Anthony and I, we became friends through that. I feel it's it was so much more than just singing. Yes, bonus, but we got like such an experience and it changed my life.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, the confidence thing. I just saw a video the other day, and the guy said, when you walk into a room or into a meeting and you say something like, "Hey, I'm here to teach the class," that doesn't sound the same as, "Hello, I'm here to teach the class." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that does sound so much different." He's like, "And you come in with authority and people listen to you and they think that you're saying something that is true and that they can believe in, even if you're not." So just realizing that when I go into a meeting is very beneficial.
Wow. You guys are giving me chills. I love I'm really touched that the class has blessed you so much in these ways, and that the ripple effects and how you're taking it into the world. I'm a little speechless.
And I do sing as well. I'm still singing, but I'm kind of singing in my car, just me. But I think I sound much better because I know how to breathe now. I know how to reach the lower and the higher notes, breathing better without hurting my throat.
Yes. Oh, I love hearing that. And yes, you know, it's the kind of thing where if it feels where you feel like there's more strain, then you know that, okay, I could do it differently. It shouldn't feel that way. So how can I, what do I need to do differently? Or how can I feel this, experience this differently? So, oh my gosh, you guys are, this is awesome. Jess, do you notice, are you singing more with your kids, or do you feel like they're benefiting?
So just being in the space, I'm having a remembrance now. I sing to people all the time now. Like I will talk, like sing song, vibrato, just projecting it out, being more playful and expressive, even with clients. And when I'm listening to music, I'm turning it down so I can hear myself now. And I'm singing just because I want to sing. Because I enjoy it. During your class, I was fixated on what other people thought and why people weren't saying anything. But now I just do it because it feels good for me. And
perfect.
Just how I'm feeling about it when I'm doing it. It's much different. Yeah.
That's brilliant. And Anthony, have people said anything to you about your voice? Per se, or have when you took the class, did people notice, or did you just it just became just so part of you, just so part of natural? I can't even speak. Maybe I should take my class. did it become?
I don't know. I don't really notice. I haven't noticed. I haven't had anyone say anything, but I notice whether they say anything or not, you know? So like Jess said, the confidence piece is kind of there. I don't need them to tell me anything.
Perfect.
Right? So it's a way that I feel based on knowing that my voice is different. Like, I don't think I thought about it before. I just kind of talked, and now I'm like, I'm very aware. So I'm aware of how my voice sounds to me and to others. So it's like that wasn't something that I experienced really like in real time before I took the class, and knowing how I'm breathing and how I'm using my voice. So I don't need them to tell me nothing.
Yeah,
you noticed. Right. I remember not long after you sent me like an audio message sharing your podcast voice.
Oh,
it was cool. I was like, you sound great. It reminded me, I can't think of who, but it sounded like someone I follow. It was like, your voice sounds on point.
Will you both share your podcast right now? Anthony, tell us what your podcast is and where we can find it. Only if you want to, you don't have
Well, the new podcast, I think it only has one episode, but it's on Spotify and it's Disguise and Mislead. So it's about relationships and the masks that we wear in relationships. But it'll be growing. It'll be more episodes. Nice.
So everyone, Disguise and Mislead by the fabulous Anthony Johnson. And Jess, do you want to share your
So like on YouTube, it says Jesslyn Coaching and Healing for now, but they can find me there. I share reels mostly, or shorts on YouTube. And then on Facebook, as Jesslyn, I have my Coffee and Neville with Jess videos, and then I just put out inspired on the spot content relating to law of assumption and whatever.
Perfect. So thank you. And so for my listeners, you guys can also get to know these wonderful people. And I want to ask you both, who would you recommend this course to? The next course is March 9th. I'm so excited. It's filling up and it's 4 weeks and we have 20 lessons that you'll get an email daily and 2 privates with me. I think it's a really amazing opportunity, but I'd be curious to know who you guys would recommend this course to.
So I would recommend it to any of my clients, or honestly, anyone from the Neville community that hasn't done it already, they need to do it. And I see the benefit of continuing to take it again because it's a progression. You know, like maybe you're like getting your feet wet and you're exploring confidence and, you know, feeling comfortable. Okay, now the next, let's level it up. And we're going to work on performance, maybe. There's just so much within your course. So, yeah, friends, family. But specifically, I've been thinking about the Neville family. Anyone who hasn't done it yet.
I love that. Thank you, Jess. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
I would say everyone, of course, anyone that wants to sing, right? But also, if you want to learn how to use your voice differently in different situations or different settings, like meetings or social events or podcasts or posting on social media. I have a men's group that I post on social media specifically for. So my persona for that group is, of course, using a voice of authority versus something else. It might be a completely different voice. So learning how to use your voice is valuable for almost anyone, right? Depending on your setting.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Yes. And it's so fun because in the course, we do explore it in so many different ways. And I love discovering the dynamic of the group that shows up because it always is different. And so the course is different, you right. know, because I tailor it to you guys, hearing what the specific desires are for how you want to shift, or what I'm hearing from the participants of what I want, you know, to impart on them, on you guys. So it's just, it's really fun. It's nice to have that structure and then just to see what happens. And I appreciate how you both came to the course and were like, okay, I had an idea of what you wanted to experience, but you also let that go in a way and you were just open. And so I noticed that in the past, I was sharing this maybe on another podcast, but in the past I would be fixated on, okay, I want this outcome and I want this, and we can miss the exploration and what actually shows up and wants to be revealed in the moment. I think that's just a life lesson though, right?
So allow, right?
Yeah, allow. Exactly. So so for my listeners, it's singwithalessandra.com. You can find me there, as well as Alessandra Filippi on Facebook, Alessandra Singing on Instagram, as well as there's so many different places, apparently. And then YouTube, Alessandra Rossi Filippi Soprano. So you guys, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your perspective and your experience. I'm very honored to hear your stories, and I love you both. It's so good to see you. It's been too long. thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on. We are honored to speak on your behalf.
Thank you. That means the world to me. So thank you. So have a great day, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
To find out more about my masterclass, go to singwithalessandra.com.